Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California for the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle Boat Show, the final weekend of this amazing Long Beach show, world's largest consumer sport fishing show. That is just amazing. And I have a great panel here, Andy Mill. World-famous fisherman and Olympic skier, Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. We still have, DFG guys, Captain West Boyle still around, enforcement issues, questions and such like that. A lot of questions today about that. And, of course, the one and only Bart Hall is here, too. So I want to thank that and thank him. And before I forget, our famous engineer, Rick Cutler from RC Productions is here. And thanks to Rick for all he does and getting here nice and early. And, again, thanks to the Hyatt Regency here for setting us up in our favorite spot here in the Seaview Rotunda here down at the bottom of the escalator. If you come in the lobby, just look for us down at the bottom of the escalator. And come on and join us and win some prizes, right, Rick?
Yeah, we're having a great time. Lots of great shows still to come. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways to do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or reach us on that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. But better yet, come down and join us, man. It's an easy spot, easy parking, lots of great fun, and a great way to start the day off right before you go into the Fred Hall show and score all the great deals this morning.
Indeed, yeah. Park right here at the Hyatt. It's the secret parking spot that we tipped off our listeners to last week, and again today it's going to be especially important here. It's a little more expensive, but it's very easy to get into and out of the Long Beach Convention Center if you park here at the Hyatt Regency. And time for the catch report.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting out there. Our fishdope.com report today, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system has become the best way to make your own spectra to fluorocarbon or spectrum monofilament top shots. It's easy, it's cost effective, and it's time and big fish proven. You're going to save a lot of money on commercially made top shots that often run you $35 to $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimps while supplies last at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Takas Tackle, and Save-On as well. We're going to start off our catch report up with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bart, guests. Hello, guys.
Mark.
Usually by Fred Hall, you know how it goes. The whole community is waiting big time for that sea bass season to get rolling over there at Catalina. This year's no exception.
That's right.
But it's for a totally different reason. You know, for several years, we just didn't have much fish around at the island at this time of year. You know, it was kind of strange, but they just weren't there. Not the case this year. Fish are definitely around. We've had fish every trip this year when we can get out in between the weather there. But that weather overall has just been hideous. It's been heartless. And, but thankfully we're going to get a little break. Looks like, midweek here, and, we're going to need it. So already we've seen some good signs of yellows at Clemente, a sprinkle at Catalina, a little hit out there at Nick also, which is really early for Nicholas Yellowtail. And as I mentioned, there's been some good signs of sea bass at Catalina. There's been a little bit of squid in the isthmus there, hard to catch all the critters chasing it around there, but quite a bit more volume around backside middle there. It's been there for a couple months now, and that bodes well. You know, guys like to catch that squid and go catch that sea bass, and it's going to happen soon enough. But since conditions straighten out, guys, you know, that water is trying to be warm all winter. It's just had too much wind on it. We're going to see that island really light up here. So with all that new tackle and goodies from the show, and of course stop by the Fish Dope booth, get your new membership so you got all the good info. You guys are going to be all set for what looks to be another great season at the island offshore and all up and down the coast here.
Indeed. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Go over their booth to say hi to the guys at Fishdope and use the code HOOKUP now. And $20 off a new membership, fishdope.com. Well represented next to the BD Outdoors booth here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in both Boca Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach there. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we got some new stuff in stock there. We got that brand new 68-gallon tank, single oval tank that I was telling you about last week. We finally got them in stock and ready to go for the season, guys. Stop by, take a look.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Hopefully better weather and better reports.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, definitely right, now let's better weather, it looks like. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when the guys get back on the water there. Take care, guys. We'll see
no
you.
No doubt. All right.
See you, Mark.
Thanks very much.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego. Over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, I've got a kind of a nice report there going on. We had a little bit of weather, but overall, when the boats got out there, the half day had some very good bottom fishing. Nice mix of reds, rockfish, other bottom fishing there. Not much other fishing going on beyond that this week. But as things pick up here, we've got some other trips going out. Definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. For those half day trips up there, the San Diego is currently scheduled to start fishing next Saturday. The weather keeps pushing back, unfortunately, but they definitely want to get out there and check out what's down the coast there. Got some day and a half trip schedules also. So definitely check my website, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Stop by the C4th booth if you're at the show there. Definitely say hi to the guys there. Or if you're a local, come in and say hi. Visit us at the tackle shop and the office here.
Great call, Marcos. We say it every year, and it's certainly no exception this time. The C4th booth is always well represented. The guys have been doing a great job, but we're all going to rally to have you man the booth next year. We need some more Marcos up here.
I haven't been up to the show in quite a long time.
Yep, it's time. We miss you up there. Marcos, great job, great report. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one right here next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Marcos.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Catchport again, sponsored by, for sure, one of the busiest booths in all of the Long Beach Show. And that's the Fisherman's Processing Boys. It's Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see the Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market booth at the Fred Hall Show. They're directly across from us here at the Let's Talk Cookup booth. You're going to be able to purchase smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, all at their special Fred Hall Show prices. Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market. See them all week at the show. They've got really killer show specials going on, including that you get the smoked fish, the cheese, and the jerky for a killer price, and they're passing out samples, and
yep.
Nobody knows
right across from the Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah,
booth.
We stare at them
right
all
there.
Day, and they are swamped. It's a really great booth, and they're just killing it, doing a great job.
Doing great. Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, very good. Well, of course, we're back here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., a great show. We have some great guests. Paul Hebert from A Wicked Tuna will be here with us tomorrow. The Nomad Lures will be represented from all the way from Australia, and some special guests. And Bart, you're going to come back tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, nice. So don't forget, spring ahead tonight. So we'll be on 7 to 9 a.m., Ricky's favorite day.
Sweet.
7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time tomorrow morning, right back here at the Seaview Rotunda at the Hyatt Regency 2 Hotel. Going to be a great, great time. And all right, we have some great questions here. Hannah has a question. Our unofficial photographer here, she's been running around taking some great pictures of us here. And Hannah, thanks for joining us. You've been coming to this show since you were how old?
Since I was a baby.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning.
There you go. Anyways, this question is for Seth. We've had a pretty harsh winter here. I was wondering if there was a harsh winter in Alaska and how it impacted fishing.
Well, I guess it depends how you measure harsh. You know, I suppose all of our winters would be considered very harsh compared to down here.
Yeah.
But actually, this winter has been relatively mild. We had a lot of storms come through in November and December. Not real cold, but just a lot of gales and storms and lots of rain. And but the last couple of months have been really nice. A lot of sunshine, just bluebird, beautiful days, and not that cold, you know, getting up into the mid-high 40s. Yeah, and so I figured, well, if you guys are getting rained on down here, it can't rain everywhere at the same time, so then we're getting the nice sunny weather up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the fishing, you know, we don't do a lot of fishing in the winter. You know, some of the guys are starting to get out on the nice days and get a couple of kings, It's pretty seasonal, and it starts getting good here probably within the next month or so. In April, it starts getting, you know, pretty darn good, but middle of winter, it's just different. You know, it's really cold and generally more rough out there, and so there's just usually not a ton of fishing going on in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I know one of the secrets of Sitka has is some pretty world-class steelhead fishing, right?
Yeah, I was just showing Andy here some of my pictures, but yeah, that's I love doing that.
Yeah, and when does that start?
That's in April and the first part of May.
Yeah,
so it's kind of before, you know, the real, you know, epic saltwater fishing really gets going. But it's kind of the days are getting longer, and you just start to get that itch, you know,
that's cool.
To get out there and get on the river and pull on some nice steelhead. Love
yeah,
it.
That's yeah, cool. Indeed. Now, is that something if somebody's coming up toward Kingfisher's on the like the beginning of the season there, is that can you help arrange a steelhead trip if somebody wants to try that? Like, I guess May would be the time frame for that, right?
Yeah. I'd say when we open, usually around the 14th, 15th of May, there are still steelhead around. And so what I'd recommend is, you know, coming into town, you know, a day or two early, and we can get you hooked up with somebody who's good, who's a freshwater guide. And you could get out and do that maybe before or after your trip with us, you know, just to do something different. That would probably be worth doing for sure.
Fantastic. Cool. All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Hannah. Appreciate that. All right. Next up, Tim from Long Beach. Tim, step up to the mic. Oh, that's I forgot. It's Dad. Come on.
Yep, that's Dad. Can you believe it? Two decades for this young lady.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool, buddy.
Oh, I'm proud of my daughter. All right. Well, Andy, I've never fished tarpon before. So what would be the preferred tackle for tarpon? Because I really don't want to catch them like Steve-O did on Jackass.
You got a variety of ways to catch tarpon. It's such a prolific fish because it likes to eat mullet, crabs, shrimp. You can target them under the bridges in basins. The best way to do it is... you know, if you can afford it, to get a guide so they can teach you the early stages, because it's pretty hard to reinvent the wheel on your own. And eventually, if you want to sight fish for these tarpon, which is a great fish to sight fish for because they swim in very shallow water. They love to eat flies. And when they jump, they put holes in the ocean the size of your truck. A lot of people have heard about tarpon. It's a very celebrated fish. And there's a reason for that. They are so visual. And they love to be caught in the fact that they love to eat bait. They love to eat chicken feathers. Unlike a lot of fish, like a permit, unless you have a blue crab on a wreck, a permit is a very difficult fish to catch, or certain other fish. But tarpon, for the most part, they're scavengers. They're easily, once the season gets here, like now they start to gravitate to the lower Keys. And there are other areas in the country that have tarpon as well. But it's a relatively easy fish to get a relationship with. I would say your tackle, your initial tackle, might be, you know, some sort of a braid, 50-pound braid. And then you have like a fluorocarbon because of the resistance of that fluorocarbon. It's a little bit smaller in diameter. And they've got a very grainy mouth, like sandpaper. They don't have teeth. You'd think a 7-foot-long fish would have teeth. They don't. It's like a sandpaper rim on their mouth. So they chew through monofilament easily. But I would say, you know, you get into a certain area that you want to fish, look ahead in advance, probably try to find a guide that'll take you, and set aside a couple of days, and you usually have an evening bite. You know, a lot of times guides will have double shifts. They fish the morning or the evening. And that evening bite is great. You have a soft setting sun, you know, over the Gulf down there in the Keys. It's very beautiful. You go out and you watch these fish roll around, and when you get tight, it's something to behold.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And they pull hard, right, Andy?
They pull really hard.
Yeah,
that's what
really
I try to help people.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
All right, Tim, thanks very much. Appreciate that very much. Don from Anza Knives is here. Don, are you around? Still around, Don? Oh, he'll be back. All right. How about Jeff? Jeff, come on up here. Jeff Mariani from Sedros Kayak Fishing, one of the exhibitors in Long Beach this year. First time in Long Beach for Jeff. And good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Pete.
All right. Yeah. So Sedros Kayak Fishing, well represented here at Fred Hall Long Beach, and you'll be in Del Mar, too.
Yeah, absolutely. First time here in Long Beach. And
what do you think?
It's crazy.
It's a big show.
It's crazy, for sure. But awesome. I'm back in the back corner back there by Hobie.
Okay.
Right where I feel I belong. So
sure.
Just really having fun, having seminars. I do a seminar every day at 3:00 talking about Sedros, how to fish there, and a little bit about our house. You know, I kind of mostly talk about the island.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's really, this has been just a fantastic opportunity being here.
Yes,
it's really, it's crazy.
And you're offering kayak fishing as well as ponga fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm back there by the kayaks because that's our main thing, but I've signed up more people to ponga fish this year than I have to kayak fish. It's pretty funny. So,
wow.
With the addition of that new boat and just the smaller groups and being able to do kind of different things like go to Bonitos, go to Natividad, and barbecue on the beach, all the fun things we like to do and just explore the island, I think it's catching on. And then our flight, of course, from Southern California now is really
you're flying things. Nonstop from Southern California
there's
on a private
short
charter.
Stop in San Felipe in case anyone's worried about that. Like, it's very quick to get our visa, but 2 hours and 45 minutes overall, and we're on the island.
So that's so cool.
By 10 a.m. we're there. So
that's amazing.
Your operation is very unique in that it's small groups, you know, a group of buds get together and, you know, virtually staying at your house, and that's the feel that you get. I mean, it's very, you know, it's a fantastic spot, very comfortable, and it's just you and a couple of buddies, whether it be kayak fishing or that brand new ponga that you built. It's just a smaller, different feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, I get guys come into the booth, they're interested in coming by themselves, and then by the time they sign up, like, they took the whole trip because there's only four people, you know.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, so it's great.
Great job.
Looking forward to today.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming out. All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Well, the phones are definitely packed up. How about this time we talk to John? He's got us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good morning, John.
Hey, so I was there yesterday, Ricky, and I got that Tranks 400 and that rod. And I couldn't believe how packed that place was yesterday. I mean, it was just jam-packed. I had a great time, but I had such a great time. I left your booth. I went over to the Wind Guys. They put a new wrap and everything on my new rod. But I forgot to go over to Shimano and get my free tackle. And I forgot to go over and get line put on my reel. Is there any way that I can, when I come to Del Mar in 2 weeks, that I can get that done?
Of course. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to make it happen, buddy. No problem at all. I can totally see getting caught up in the craziness of the show. And yeah, just see us, you know, before the show starts, and we'll figure out a way to get you taken care of. No problem.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks very much. All right. Brian from Harupa Valley, you're next up on the stand-up mic there. Brian, thanks for joining us. If you have a question for us, see Gary or one of the guys, just raise your hand, fill out a card. We'll get you standing up there. Gary's right there, and he'll get you step up the mic. You have a chance to win an Anza fillet knife if you do that, too. So good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Brian?
I have a Tranks 500, and I hear how good it is for jig fishing, but I don't know how to attach it to my 10-foot jig stick without using hose clamps. Is there anything I can use?
There's a couple of different manufacturers that are making aftermarket clamps for them now, and there's different designs and different styles, but they all work really well. I use one made by Tiburon on mine, but now the popularity of that reel and the use of, you know, that deckhand style rod that's real popular out here, there's several manufacturers making a clamp to adapt it to it. But the one that I've got is made by Tiburon. They're $50-$60. They're kind of spendy, but they're really nice machined aluminum clamps. So that's probably the route I'd go.
All right. Yeah, they work very well. Don, are you back? There he is. Don from Anza Knives is here. And thanks, Don, for the donation of two knives today and two knives tomorrow will be given away. One for a step of the mic and one for a random draw here for the grand prize for those of you in the audience. And sure appreciate the generosity that you have for these handcrafted, beautiful fillet knives.
Well, it's our pleasure, Pete. We're really happy to be here. We have a few new fillet knives that we're putting out right
some
now.
Some really nice ones. I'm really excited about some of those new fillet knives.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It's all high carbon, tool steel. Everything's U.S. made.
Yeah.
We don't do anything out of stainless steel.
Yeah.
So it holds an edge for a really long time. It's great stuff.
So Nans and knives, of course, handmade, and the high carbon steel is more expensive a fillet knife, but they last. The edge holds better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, because the high carbon steel, stainless steel is soft, doesn't hold an edge. High carbon steel holds an edge for a long time. It's real easy to sharpen.
That was the thing that I noticed is the ease of sharpening.
Yes.
It's just a lot easier to get an razor sharp edge on your knives than what I was used to in the past.
Will you, if they come by your booth today, will you give them a kind of an edge on sharpening it too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
absolutely
kind of teach them how. And you have every kind of knife, whether it be a fillet knife or some of your awesome hunting knives. They're amazing.
Yeah, we do hunting knives, collecting knives, utility knives. We make them for military, law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. And it's U.S. made. We've been around since 1980.
And what's your number of your booth?
827. So come by and see us, and we'll hook you up.
Yeah, Bart. Yeah, they are beautiful. Every one is a work of art, and every one is unique.
It is.
Yeah.
None of them are the same.
And you'll be here as well as Del Mar.
Correct.
All right.
You know, I like to cook, and I'm pretty good with knives, and I love knives. And he's got great knives, and we're glad to have you here because. We've been trying to do it for a while. So.
Well, you know what? We're happy to be here. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Speaking of cooking, Bart, he gave me one of the new larger fillet knives that are really nice. My wife still can't get it away from out of the kitchen because she loves that knife. Yeah, so
that's the Bluefin. Yeah, that's the Bluefin.
The Bluefin knife.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new fillet knives, so definitely come by and see us or ansaknives.com.
All right.
Awesome.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for coming down. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Wayne, who's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Wayne. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Wayne.
Yeah. Good morning.
Go ahead, buddy.
You're
good morning.
You're on, Wayne.
Well, doggone it.
I guess Wayne must have dropped or something like that.
Or have the mute button on. We'll keep rolling then and talk to Dennis, who's calling us from Canyon Country. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, great show again. I got a question for the Fish and Wildlife officials regarding their plans for management of our sea lion population. Seems like it's in crisis.
Captain Wes Boyle, okay, yeah, probably one of his favorite subjects, right?
Yeah, thanks so much for that one. So that's a federally managed mammal. So
you guys have nothing to do with it.
We have nothing to do with it.
Don't blame you.
I'm an avid fisherman. I love him just as much as you do.
Well said.
Talk to the feds. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
How about Kenny from Hawaiian Gardens up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, I had a really quick question for the fishing game and a question about Del Mar. Fishing game, I got a really nice lake over here. They used to stock it pretty often with the trout. I was just curious how come it's slowed down on the stocking programs, the water conditions or what. And then Del Mar is, I got my grandkids going with me this year again. We usually do Long Beach. I went to Del Mar quite a while ago, and it seemed like it was a little bit more focused for the kids, especially because of the ducks this year. So we're going to do the Del Mar.
The good news is, Bart, the ducks will be back in Del Mar, right?
Yeah, well, there are no ducks in Long Beach because the LA County has decided that our ducks, who cannot fly, who are confined to a cage for an event, are somehow a threat because of some avian disease that's going around. So,
and Fish and Wildlife even tried to help you out.
No.
Yeah, they tried to help you out.
Mr. Traverso over here, really, that's an inside joke, by the way. So really, really tried hard to get it. The reason I say that is because some bureaucrat, Jordan over here, as you can see, is a beautiful woman, and she's tried hard to get our ducks here, and some bureaucrats wrote back and said, Mr. Traverso. So that's how much they pay attention. And anyway, we don't have ducks here.
But ducks will be in Del Mar.
Ducks are in Del Mar in full swing. Yep.
Yeah, and I might add, too, in place of ducks here in Long Beach, we've got Deep Blue Scuba come out. Today's going to be a perfect day to get in a dry suit and talk to Jonathan and learn to scuba dive. If you've never put a tank on and gone underwater, you can do it here for free. courtesy of Jonathan.
You step up to Jonathan, you put the dry suit on over your clothes, you go in the water, you have a certified instructor teach you how to, a first lesson in scuba, get out, take your dry suit off, dry your hair, and go about the show.
Yeah, oh, cool.
It's easy.
And Rick and I have both done it. It's really cool. And that's right next to the trout pond.
Yes, yeah, you know, it's Mammoth Lakes Kid Fishery Trout Pond, but you have all of the fish and wildlife out there. Some wonderful displays near the trout pond.
Right.
You have the Brian Young and Casting in the City down below where kids can cast, have casting contests, and it's the patio is great. Hobie down in the lagoon,
yep.
Take a Hobie test ride. The Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Ultimate Air Dogs, casting on the lagoon with Daiwa. There's a lot going on the patio.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jordan, the trout question.
Bart, thanks for trying to handle that. Bart is also a very beautiful man. I just wanted to answer about the trout question if I could. I didn't quite hear it, but I wanted to let you know if you go to www.wildlife.ca.gov, the very first press release under there is about new trout regulations. And even though it might not get directly to your question, there will be a contact person on there. You can contact that person and ask that question. We'll make sure to get back to you.
All right. But bring the kids down here and catch some trout today because they're biting, the guys tell me.
They are biting. Well, yeah. The colder weather.
Yeah.
Keep them going. You
know? They like
when it
that.
Gets warm, sometimes they shut off on them.
Yeah.
You know? But it's good now.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including more of your phone calls, more great stand-up questions. Again, if you want to stand up to the mic, ask one of our representatives here. Or if you want to give us a call, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and come and say g'day to us at the Fred Hall's Long Beach Show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of Daiwa saltwater reels in our massive booth, including the Daiwa Alexa, Saltist, and Seagate. That's Daiwa Reels and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Hyatt Regency in beautiful Long Beach, having a great time. And I'm counting down the minutes, bro. It is almost showtime for the biggest day of the year.
Yeah, it is. 10 a.m. this morning at the Long Beach Convention Center. We still have time to come on down and join us here, ask a question, step up to the mic, win an Anza knife. And, of course, everybody that comes gets a ticket. See one of the guys. Make sure you get one of the raffle tickets. And we have great drawing prizes, including the grand prize here to give away. Brian is here from Westminster, right up on the front, sporting one of our famous Let's Talk Hookup t-shirts, which we have available in our booth. Thanks for showing the colors there, Brian.
So, Brian. Morning. Seth, if I want to come up to the lodge and catch one of those massive halibuts like Gary White caught, is there a slot limit that we have to worry about?
Yeah, that's a good question. For as far as what you can keep them up to, this year it'll be a 38-inch fish or over an 80-inch fish. So most of the fish you're going to be bringing home are going to be, you know, on that smaller end, you know, like 20 to 30, 35 pounders, you know, like nice eating size.
The good eating ones.
Yeah, big enough to add up, but not the, you know, necessarily the real big ones. Unless you get into a really big one like Gary's, and that's the over, his was well over 80 inches. And so then you can keep that fish too. You
know, how big is an 80-inch halibut?
I think it tapes out at around 260. Usually the hanging weight on the actual weight on the scale is usually a little less than that. I think Gary's taped out at over
430,
right? And usually when you put the fish on the actual scale, you know, it's less than what the chart shows you. But still a massive fish. So they are out there, and you know, our guides know, you know, what areas to, you know, rocky areas, a little more structured bottom where you're more likely to get into a big fish like that.
Do you use electric reels for those fish?
No. but your seminars and your techniques, I think, would be really, you know, useful for bringing up a big barn door like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But electric reels would be fun. you're allowed to use electric reels in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
So if you have one, you can bring it.
Yeah, we are. And we actually do use some electric reels, but for the sable fish, you know, in the real deep water, you know, when you're fishing 1,500, 1,600 feet for, you know, fish that aren't over 80 inches, you know.
Gotcha.
But for the halibut, you know, they're in shallow water, right? Like, you know, at
700 feet, no big deal.
Yeah, right. You don't need electric reel for that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Brian. Very, very good question. All right. Brian from Hemet is here. Brian, still hanging around? Thanks for joining us here at the Hyatt Regency. And, again, thanks to the Halls for putting together this broadcast, as well as the people here at the Hyatt Regency for allowing us to be in this beautiful venue here at the show, which is attached to the convention center.
Hey, Brad.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. Good morning, Bart, everybody on the panel. I had a question about the history of the Fred Hall Show, but somebody already asked it. But I have another question for the folks from the Fish and Wildlife. Is there anything in the works to change the licensing terms from, instead of the calendar year, from 12 months from the year you purchased the license?
All right, Jordan is going to cover that. Yeah, very good question.
Yeah, thanks. I thought that the wardens were going to be answering all the questions.
And a hot topic, too, right?
Yeah, so I appreciate the question. That's actually something that would be requires a legislative change. And I know there already has been a bill introduced this year to change that from a calendar license to a 365. We'll see where that goes. This is just an introduced bill. By the time it gets to the end, it could have all kinds of other things in there, like potentially an automatic renewal, all that kind of stuff. We don't get that involved in legislation, especially this early.
And it's making headway. I mean, they're refining the ideas and the rules, and especially with something like an auto renew, it simplifies things for the anglers as well as the department.
Right, and the department also right now has what's called the R3 effort, which is recruitment, reactivation, and retention of fishermen and hunters. We have a great group of stakeholders from all kinds of different associations, fishing and hunting groups, that are working on recruiting and reactivating, and people that have dropped off, getting them back in, lapsed anglers and what have you. So working on getting all those people back in, and with that effort, they're looking at things that could be changed either legislatively or, you know, on our licenses, all kinds of different things that they're going to be a group together to make those efforts happen.
Great. So. Thank you, Jordan.
Sure thing.
Great. Bart, you have some input on that?
No.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right. She covered it.
Yeah. Perfect. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to John, calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Yeah. The previous stand-up mic question, I was going to ask the same question about the halibut regulations. So, are the kings and other species the same as last year as well, or?
Thanks for that. Actually the regs are, I think, across the board the same as last year's for all the species. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. The world famous Doug from Montebello is here. Step up to the mic, Doug, and thanks for coming down. And again, I want to remind you, tomorrow morning we'll be right back down here, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Don't forget, set those clocks ahead tonight. Paul Hebert, who was just around a little bit ago, another Maui Jim representative from Wicked Tuna, a very popular guy and a very colorful man, we might say, is going to be here with us. Always fun to have him, as well as Damon Olson from Nomad Lures, and we'll have a host of other great guests, too. So that's going to be a fun show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. But come down and join us. We'll have more great prizes and more fun to be had.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, it's a question for Bart. With all the seminars, how do you determine which gets which stage at what time, and et cetera, et cetera?
That is a really good question. we spend a lot of time doing that. A lot of that comes from Mike Lum. I basically handle the Mammoth Lake stage, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, and the Hobie seminar areas. Mike handles everything else. So we go back and forth with stuff, and we try to make sure that we're presenting enough a different kind of content at every seminar venue. And they move around a lot. Like, you'll see Dave Hansen on the Accurate seminar stage, but then you'll see him over at the Daiwa saltwater tank, because we want to move them around depending on the topic. We really try to encourage them to not do the same thing every year and to have different topics. For example, Captain David Bacon is doing a really fun one this year called the Common Mistakes That All Fishermen Make and How Not to Make Them. And he stopped by and told me, this is the most fun seminar he's ever done, because we all make mistakes. And you can see people in there making notes when he gets to a point, something that they're doing wrong, you know. So, yeah, that's what it's. The seminar part is one of the more difficult logistical parts of the Fred Hall show.
Because there's how many seminars?
There'll be over 400 here in 5 days. But then we got another 200 in Del Mar. We got 100 in Bakersfield. In 3 weeks, yeah. we're doing 700 seminars.
And Andy, are you doing a seminar today?
Yes, it's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock today, and you're going to be talking about pulling on big fish?
We're just talking about, you know, how to effectively catch big fish, you know, yeah. And light fish too, because with lighter tippets, you can use the tip of the rod. Bigger fish, you've got to use bigger part of your muscles and a bigger part of the rod.
Andy's, we're talking about tarpon here, but I've put some pictures in the paper. He's also an expert trout fisherman. And
yes.
So it's not just the size, it's fishing. He's talking about pulling on fish relative to the tackle that you have for the fish that's on your line.
And let's not forget, in the summer when the heat gets really high, the water gets warm, it's very important to understand how to catch these fish quickly so they can get resuscitated and released at a better state, because we kill a lot of trout in the summer with really warm water, and a lot of times these rivers are going to be closed in the summer. So if we learn how to catch fish quickly, it's going to be easier and better for them and for us as well.
So, Andy, pulling on a bigger fish on light line, that's probably one of the things that there's some real technique to it, isn't there?
Well, you know, if you take a 100-pound piece of monofilament and tie it to a scale, and you take a 20-pound piece of monofilament, 30-pound piece of monofilament, and tie it to a scale, and you blindfold that angler, and you have them stand back and pull as hard as they can pull, I promise you the numbers are going to be almost the same.
Really?
And this is the difference, and it becomes almost irresponsible when you see anglers around the world catching big, giant trevally, and the guides are tying straight 80-pound tests from their fly line to the fly.
What happens if you catch and hook a 100-pound fish and you've got to clear a bunch of fly line and that fly line wraps around a finger? You're going to lose your finger. So you don't need to be fishing with that heavy of of tackle.
Okay.
So you can fish lighter tackle and pull just as hard if you understand and know how to pull.
Okay, and that's what you're going to teach.
That's
in your
what
seminar.
I teach. I teach that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you mentioned you talk a lot about monofilament. I haven't heard the F word out of your mouth, fluorocarbon.
Yeah, we use fluorocarbon for tarpon fishing, but I use it mostly for a bite tippet because the tarpon's mouth is very abrasive. So fluorocarbon's more resistant. It doesn't sink as fast. So the top part of my leader off my fly line is monofilament, so it sinks better. But I use fluorocarbon just in front of the fly.
Okay. And monofilament, do you have the stretching properties of monofilament? Does that play into your fishing at all?
It's not much, and that's one of the things that I teach. You know, actually, if you take a look at a fly line, if it's non-stretch, fly line stretch is about 10%. So if you've got a 100-pound fish out there 200 feet and you're trying to pull and a lot of guides don't chase their fish, all you're doing is stretching your fly line.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be stretched 10 feet before you get tight. So
sure.
I always chase down my fish, get close, and that way I can almost like hand line that fish to the boat once I get to the fat part of the fly line.
Yeah.
But these are some of the issues. Other than your fly line, your backing doesn't stretch and your leader really doesn't stretch because you're only using 10 feet of monofilament.
That's got to be so exciting, throwing at a 100-pound tarpon and hooking one of those on a fly rod. That's got to be amazing. Is it sight fishing?
Well, it's all sight fishing, yeah. I mean, you can blind fish for these fish or blind cast and blind fish for a number of fish. But the beauty of the flats fishing scenario, it's all hunting. You don't cast until you see that fish. And you'll see these big fish swimming in 2-3 feet of water. Sometimes they're laid up in little basins where their dorsal fins are lying and sticking out of the water, and their tails are sticking up. So you can sneak in there like a hunter. And that's basically, yeah. We fish because that's what we call it. We're trying to catch fish. But for the most part, in the world that I live in, we're hunting. We are hunting our fish.
That's so cool. Awesome. Indeed. Let's try and sneak in one more phone call.
You got it. How about Jack in Ontario? Jack's hanging in a long time with us. Good morning, Jack. Looks like we lost Jack. So how about Rick then from Temecula? Rick, we've got about just a couple minutes for you.
Yeah, I'll be quick then. Good morning, gentlemen. I'd ask how you're doing, but you're at the Fred Hall Show, so that pretty much explains it. My question for fishing is... On the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of slot limits for fish. Is that something that's been considered here on the West Coast as well?
Slot limits for fish.
For our saltwater game.
For
fish.
Our saltwater game, like what they have in Alaska or some of the East Coast fish and such like that.
Correct.
Are there any thoughts on that? For example, like a calico bass or something like that. You guys have any input on that? Not really.
A lot of head shaking.
No. I guess it's not something that they're considering or something that's really in the ballpark here for Department of Fish and Wildlife. They have a lot of other issues there, and it's something certainly that would play into being too. You know, for the future of our fishery too, to maybe release some of those big calicos, have a slot limit for something like that.
I just want West to be in charge of sea lions. I like his attitude.
Yeah,
I just want to make that happen.
Yeah. We're making progress though. The Northwest, if we can follow the map of the Northwest, preserving some of those endangered steelhead and salmon runs too, it certainly would be something would be good. Do you guys have issues in Alaska with sea lions, Seth?
Occasionally you'll have a king, you know, sometimes a silver, but more often a king, you know, stolen off the end of your line by a big bull. Not real common. It's not enough that it's like, oh my God, it's a major nuisance, but every once in a while. Have you guys had that when you're out fishing up there?
I'm pretty certain the one followed me up from La Jolla that took a king. I'd recognized him for sure. But just you said it best. I mean, has it happened? Yes. Does it happen often? Definitely.
No. Not like here.
I haven't personally seen it here, but I hear it can be a nuisance.
Yeah, here, oh boy. Yeah. I have a special place in my heart for those things. Hey, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup when we come back, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new Anza Filet knife. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Tranx 200. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew can continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner from the phone calls, two tickets going to the Del Mar show. That's going to Rick in Temecula. Rick, congratulations. I'll see you in a couple weeks at Del Mar.
Yeah, indeed. And we had gave away a couple of Anza fillet knives here and some great prizes. And sure appreciate all the people coming down this morning to our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency. Seth Bone, Kingfisher Charters. You'll be at the show all day today and tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Come by the Kingfisher booth, which is right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Yep, and I might put in a little plug. We still have a few spots left on the Let's Talk
you
Hookup
do?
Trip.
Oh, no
yeah.
kidding. Wow, that always sells out. Yeah. So a couple of spots still left.
Yep.
If you want to go with us in prime time, king and halibut and rockfish season, right?
Yep.
They're mid-June.
Yep, absolutely.
Doesn't get any better than that, and you'll be able to join Rock Cut Rick and our crew up there. Going to be a great time. So if they want one of those spots, they can either call you or step up right to the Kingfisher booth.
Yep. Or check out our website. You know, email us. But yeah, any way you like. But we do have a few spots, which is kind of rare. You know.
Yes.
I think,
yeah. Totally.
I'm not sure if we had a cancellation or what happened. Why we have those spots, but they're there, and so this would be a great time to get in on that.
Great.
Yeah, and then also you have some show specials going on too, huh?
Yeah, we do have a show special going on, so you know, someone can get in on a, you know, save a few hundred bucks really on a trip.
Wow.
And you know, they're good dates. You know, I mean, we're not open when they're bad dates. All the dates we're open are good. You know, but these are very good dates, and it'd be, you know, it's a good opportunity to get up there and save, you know, not enough to cover your airfare, but comfortably enough to cover half your airfare.
Wow,
yeah.
That's killer.
Fantastic. All right, and the website?
Yeah, it's KingfisherCharters.com.
And also, we have a link on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Right, so. Right on the front page. Just click on that Kingfisher banner, and you go right to the website. And come see them at the show. They're great people, and take advantage of that show special. Andy Mill, what time are you doing your performance today on Pulling on Big Fish?
Come over at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about all kinds of good stuff for, you know.
You'll be on the main stage?
Mammoth Lake Seminar
Stage. The Mammoth Lake Seminar Stage, right, right next to the CCA booth.
And remember, you can't catch what you can't see. Come see us at the Maui Jim booth.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you'll be at the Maui Jim booth hanging out there with Paul Hebert and all the other guys there at the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth. Maui Jim has their largest display that they go on the road with, the biggest display. It's over 300 pairs of Maui Jim glasses, including readers, and they have the experts and specialists to fit you to your right style and everything like that.
Absolutely. We'll be there all day.
So, and I know they have like an incredible show special. I can't talk about it, but it's really a really good show special that Dana Landing is offering.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah, almost. They're almost free, right? And Bart Hall, the show today?
You know, the most important thing about a Fred Hall show is not the deals, it's not the stuff, it's the fact that fishermen assemble in large numbers and celebrate the passion of sport fishing, and that we continue the legacy that was given to us by our parents, and we continue it down to our children. And so that's the important thing. Is today is a day when we get to see that in action, with more anglers assembled in one place than you can find anywhere else. Come on down.
All right, 10 o'clock this morning, all the way to 8:30 tonight.
10 to 8:30, yep.
And tomorrow, 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
Yeah, and just park where you can. It would be the key, and get here early today would be the biggest suggestion.
Yeah, getting here early is good because, you know, parking is difficult, but keep working on it. You know,
there's lots of different.
You can park at the Aquarium Pacific. Yeah. You can park at the Pike. You can park at the Hyatt. You can park at the different hotels where we buy parking spots. We're running shuttles back over. So keep working on it. If you have a hard time, there is parking.
All the surrounding hotels and areas, the Pike. Yep.
And we have two entrances. One off of Shoreline and one off of Pine Street. So. Yeah. Either way.
Come on down. All right. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And I want to thank Captain Wes Boyle and his crew. George Jordan. And, of course, Craig, who's listening to us on his drive up the north. And thank you all and all that you guys do for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Appreciate your time. And we appreciate you. Back tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, Damon Olson from Nomad Lures, and more. Of course, Bart will be back and a lot more. Thanks, all of you. And thanks to our great crew, Gary, Dave, Roger, Bob, of course, Adam in the studio, and Rick Cutler right here, our remote engineer. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.